This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. Today you're going to listen in as I speak to Mark Jeffries, the host of IBM Business Analytics Forum. Mark is an executive coach, keynote speaker, and consultant to some of the world's largest corporations. He's a regular contributor to NBC's Today Show, CNBC, BBC News, Sky News, and Fox Business. He's also the author of two books on soft skills, including What's Up with Your Handshake and The Art of Business Seduction, which was released in July 2010. Here, he gives us a snapshot of what to expect at Business Analytics Forum and some great tips on how you can network and make a great first impression at the event. Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
You're going to be the host for Business Analytics Forum. Some people listening might not have attended Forum in the past or IOD. Can you paint a bit of a picture of the event for us?
Absolutely. It's one of those amazing events where you feel like you're with people who share your world. And to me, there's no greater advantage. You're sharing time with people who live with the same challenges, the same opportunities, and are looking for, in many cases, the same answers with very similar questions. So it's a wonderful opportunity to come together, to hear what the organization has to offer, to understand what is state-of-the-art, what's coming up through the pipeline, but also, and to me this is the biggest advantage, it's to share stories with other delegates, other attendees, to share ideas of best practice and try to find solutions together for issues and challenges that we all face. It's unmissable, and the days will just fly past, and of course, we're in Vegas, and what could be better than that?
You've been the host for several years now. What are some of the key messages you'd like to share with our audience this year?
As host of these events over the years, I've always been very, very proud to have shared the ongoing story of course, the Cognos products and now IBM, to see the development and most importantly, to see the success that people have enjoyed while both using the software and, of course, coming to these events. My main message is simply about taking full advantage of the opportunity. This is not just a conference where you sit, you listen, then you go home. This is such an incredible opportunity to be interactive, to learn, to discover, to do some digging yourself, to find answers to questions that maybe you didn't even realize you had. What I see year after year are the same faces and then new faces as well. People come back time and time again. I'm guessing that they wouldn't return to these events, to these incredible forums, unless they found wonderful value. So my main message is get really involved. Don't go up to your room and order room service. Be down there, be networking, be involved, ask questions, get answers.
You mentioned Forum offers some great networking events. Can you give us some more advice on effective networking strategies?
Well, you know, for most people, the concept of networking feels a bit uncomfortable. You know, meeting with strangers, people you've never actually met before, striking up conversations. For some people, that's quite difficult and a bit awkward. But the beauty of this event is that we're all there for the same reason. And so you can walk up to anyone you like and create conversation because everyone's interested. Everybody wants to know what everybody else does, and we're all trying to learn and to grow. This is why we're here. This is why we're investing time. I have lots of networking tips. You know, in my latest book, The Art of Business Seduction, and the book before that, What's Up with Your Handshake, lots of networking tips, things you can do to make your networking life a little bit easier. Something that is very, very important, I believe, is how you follow up after you've met somebody. Because every single day at Forum and at IOD, you're going to be building up your collection of business cards. Let's face facts. You're going to have tons of these things. And there's no point in just having them sat on your desk in a corner for a year. So within a week of meeting somebody new, you must deploy what I call the three R's of networking, the three R's of connecting. R number one stands for radar. R number two is recall, and R number three is reward. So R number one is very easy. Within a week, send them an email. Send them a message reminding them that you exist, because they might forget. Then R number two, this is recall. This is really important. try to remember something they said to you. Remember an element of conversation where perhaps they revealed to you that they really liked something. Maybe they were big fans of the Texas Hold'em poker game in the casino. Maybe they revealed that to you. Now, if they have told you that little thing, you simply repeating it in an email gives you big points when it comes to creating a great networked connection. And then we reach our third R. This is reward. In that email where you put yourself on the radar, you've remembered what they've said, send them a link maybe to a website about cool poker strategies just for fun. And what you're doing is you're rewarding them for reading your email. These three R's guarantee you a great connection. You might not have someone who brings you business or offers you a job, but you'll definitely get a reply and someone who is then added to your network. And as we've established over the years, your network is your personal brand, and it's a crucial element of who you are. And it's a living, breathing entity, and you've just got to keep feeding it and keep growing it.
For me, nothing fills me with more dread than walking into a reception and seeing a wall of people I don't know.
I know.
What would be a good approach here?
It's really hard. There's a bunch of approaches you can use. It's important when you're networking that you don't hang out with your friend. If you're there with someone and the two of you just stand together pointing and laughing at people, that doesn't get you anywhere. You really should try to, in many ways, be on your own. However, you can ask for help from people you do know. So let's say you see someone you know, go up to them in a very open fashion, say, hi, how are you? They're with somebody else at the same time. They will have to introduce you to the other person. It's a forced introduction, and it helps you create conversation. Then there's what I call the situational experience, and this is where if you're sharing the same situation, maybe the guy who's serving wine at the little breakout event you've gone to has just run out of wine, you can say to the guy next to you, do you know what? They always run out when I get close. I'm sure it's a message. Say some comment about the situation that you've both just observed together. It gives you a shared element of networking, and the conversation will flow much easier. And then, of course, there's always my tried and trusted sidle up and eavesdrop approach. And this is where you are on your own. Perhaps you've got a drink in your hand, you've got your BlackBerry in the other hand, or whatever messaging device you use, and you're pretending to read messages, but what you're actually doing is listening to a conversation very close to you. This is your sidling up bit, your eavesdropping. And then as soon as you hear something you can comment on, be brave, be strong, butt in and say, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I heard what you were just saying, and I couldn't agree more. Now, because you are becoming involved in that conversation, 99% of the time, this little group who you are listening into will welcome you in to join them. Unless they're really rude and nasty and they tell you to get lost, in which case, pretend you just got another message on your BlackBerry and walk away quite swiftly. We're all there, basically, in the same boat, and that removes so many barriers. And so you actually don't have anything to fear or worry about. And I think it's actually part of our personal growth. Every time you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you try something, whether it works or it doesn't work, it just doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. The fact is you tried it and you learned something new, and either you made a new connection or you realized, well, that's something I'm not going to try again.
Great. For more information on Mark Jeffries, please visit markjeffries.com.
There's still time to register for Business Analytics Forum at Information On Demand. See the future of decision-making at our new event for IBM Cognos and IBM SPSS customers. Hear insights from the authors of Freakonomics and Super Freakonomics. And join IBM General Manager Rob Ash at the live launch of IBM Cognos 10. It's all happening October 24th to 28th at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. Sign up for Business Analytics Forum today at ibm.com/events/BA Forum. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.